cherry.
Okay. And the kind of bushes that if you're out in the woods and you brush against them, they've got three leaves. It'll make your skin break out.
Poison ivy or poison oak. Is it a difference? I think it's a difference.
Okay.
Poison ivy is the one that will really break you out, and poison oak, I don't believe will.
Not as much. Yeah. Huh? Okay. What about some of the berries you might pick out in the woods?
Berries. Yeah. I can't think of any berries right now. Oh, goodness.
Well, blackberries.
Yeah, that's red berries.
Okay.
And I can see a berry in my mind, and I can't get the name of it. I ought to see the bush.
Raspberries.
Yeah. Strawberries. And.
Okay. Now you might say that some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat, and if you eat them you could even get killed. So you say they're
poison.
Okay, and if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she might say, "I have to ask my
husband."
Okay, and a man would say, "I have to ask my
wife."
And have you ever heard what other words would be used for husband and wife?
Mm. I'm using another one.
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
Okay. And what about if he's just left her?
Stranded. Not a divorcee.
Okay.
If they're divorcing me, okay. Divorcee.
Okay. You ever hear grass widow?
No.
Okay. Let me see.
Must be without the divorce.
Okay. Yeah, probably. The man whose daughter you are is called your
father.
Okay. And then what about your usual term, the normal term you use for your father?
Dad.
Any others that you commonly use?
Daddy.
What about now? His wife is your
mother.
And the words you use for her?
Mama.
Mama.
I think mama is about the common one.
Most common.
Right.
Okay. And then both of them together are your
mother and father.
Okay. And then your father's father is your
grandfather.
Okay. And what about common terms? Him.
Grandfather. I'm trying to think. What did I call my grandfather? Papa is what we call my grandfather.
Uh-huh. Did you use the same word for your grandfather on your father's side as on your mother's side, or did you use?
No, we used different. Well, I didn't know my grandfather on my father's side, so he was just like a grandfather.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather on my mother's side, we call Papa, and. I imagine if I had known my grandfather on my father's side, I would have called him grandfather or granddad or something like that.
Okay. What about your grandmother?
My grandmother on my mother's side, we call my mama. We call the husband Papa. So we,
uh-huh.
And my grandmother on my father's side, we call little mama.
Huh.
She was so little.
Okay. Let me see. Then if you get a baby from the hospital, home from the hospital, the thing you put it in to lie in?
Bassinet.
Okay. And after it gets a little bit bigger, it sleeps in it?
A crib.
And then the thing it can lay down in that you take it outside and push it in?
A carriage.
Okay. And if you're taking the baby out in one of those, you say you're what?
Taking the baby out in a carriage.
Okay. Would you say walking the baby?
Walking the baby, yeah, I guess so.
Any other terms?